You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Smiling faces sometimes pretend to be your friend. Smiling faces show no traces of the evil that lurks.
So let me give you a little bit of the experience with Chris McCauley. I got big visions, right? So initially, as you guys know, I wanted to have a pergola in my backyard.
Yeah, it didn't sound like the right idea. What's the update?
Chris came out and said, "Nah, you don't want a pergola.
You don't understand what you want.
It's a gazebo.
That's why you need Chris McCauley."
He said, "You get a gazebo, you can achieve everything you want to achieve, and you'll like it better."
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm in the process of getting the gazebo, building the gazebo, and then turning my backyard into a destination, a haven, right? And that was with the guidance of Chris McCauley. See, he specializes in roofs, but it's not all he does. You might have backyard projects. You might have kitchen redesign ideas. All of that. He can do it all. He can do it very well. He is not going to short you on the quality. He specializes, though, in the roof. So if you have some storm damage, you might not even know. Think you might have some storm damage. Let him come out. Let him assess it. Get with your insurance company. Probably get it covered, no out-of-pocket cost to you. When he comes out, let him know you heard about him on the Jason and John Show. You get a free roof upgrade.
That's important because we all like free. Especially in 2022. What's even more important is the number, 901-487-7096. He can't do all of this for you unless you give him a call. Again, whether it's that roof, he'll take all the stress out of it, or a job you've been thinking about. You want to grow like John. You want to build out. He's the man to call. He's got the team. 487-7096. It's McCauley Roofing and Renovations.
So we were talking earlier about Joey Sillipek. Right. What's the update on Joey Sillipek? Actually, I got a message from a source who did relay to me that Joey is still suspended.
Assumed as much.
But during his suspension, the station has been overwhelmed with support for retaining him from African American viewers.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is probably something that is, you know, going into the equation, right, of whether or not, you know, what action to, you know, to sort of take. If they were being overwhelmed by a different sentiment, then maybe we arrive at a different place in the end too, because this is a majority black market. Mm-hmm. And if your viewing audience does not want you on, or does not in good faith believe, you know, that you're not a racist or what have you, you probably would not be able to work in that market.
Is the source working for Fox 13?
No. Okay. Not an employee of Fox.
Boy, you'd be setting them up pretty good if he said that, whether they were there now or not. You could put someone in a dangerous position. You know what I'm saying?
As a broadcaster, I'm not trying to be cynical about this. That surprises me.
What does?
That there is overwhelming support from the African-American community that are viewers of Fox 13 to retain him.
Does it surprise you, Jason? Like, when you hear that, what do you think?
No, because, and again, I
think a forgiving community, for sure, yes.
I can speak on this because my dad's weighed in publicly. He worked with Joey for years and he stood up for Joey. And I'm assuming, I know they can't do this publicly, but I'm assuming so have Ernie Freeman and Merle Purvis
and the other
black employees of the station. Because, again, you have worked with someone for so long. And let's be real, before this happens to Joey, I think most of us, I might venture to say, had a very high opinion of him.
Yes.
Just as a Memphian, everything, just the way he carried himself, all of it. And my point is, if you're working that closely with him for those years, mm-hmm. you're going to have some kind of indication, you're going to feel some kind of way of whether you think Joey's a racist.
Right.
And in the end,
right? In the end, if you're trying to identify, right, if you're talking about whether or not to fire him, that's going to matter. Whether or not he's a racist, how's he worked with black folks at Fox 13? And I got to imagine, John, that a lot of folks, not just my dad who formerly did, but the folks that are with him, stood up for him. And so not just because they worked for him, but because you've never had that impression of Joey.
Right.
Get it? Yep. He didn't have a record of this.
Right. No. Right?
And
no.
We know he's frustrated by the Grizzlies. Now, like I've said, you show a lot of ignorance when you're not willing to listen. Mm-hmm. It can be the same thing. It can be, no, you're not a racist, but still be a little ignorant to something. And then when you double down on it, it doesn't look good. So you put your employer in a position where they got to do something. But back to the point. I mean, again, and I don't think my dad is the only black person that's come out and stood up for him. So when you tell me that, you know, there are, from your source, that there are viewers, black viewers, who are still like, Joey should come back. Again, I imagine that comes with some understanding, too. Those folks that say, well, some sensitivity training.
Sure.
Right? Got to go through a little something, whether it's suspension, whatever else. But, no, man, I've never been in the boat either, even when this initially happened, that Joey should necessarily lose his job. But that said, right, you got to be willing to listen to and understand how it could be construed. And if you're not, that's when you got to start, you're looking at job. I got to imagine Joey's pretty sorry about this. And again, it's why whenever he does come back, you're going to have to hit it, right? We all do. You know, when you mess up publicly, you got to be accountable for it publicly, and that will happen. But back to that point, no, I'm not surprised. I mean, again, you know, my dad stood up for him. Mm-hmm. And I would tell you, too, everything I know about Joey, good dude. Right, yeah. Who clearly made a mistake here, then doubled down on it, and that's probably why the suspension's been as long as it has.
Exactly,
you know, his reaction to all this.
Just wanted to pass initially. It along, though, because we were talking about that earlier, and that is the latest.
It's funny. There's been so little information come out about it, and so, you know, but it's been a pretty big topic because Joey's big in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he'll be back.
Highly viewed. No, I knew he wasn't fired.
Yeah,
like we'd have known that.
But awesome. I definitely trust the source, though.
Good.
I certainly do trust the source, and so that sounds like the situation as we know it to. Day. Speaking of which, situations that we know of today, Kennedy Chandler scheduled to join us tomorrow.
That'd be a beautiful thing.
Tennessee point guard, Memphis native, did work out for the Memphis Grizzlies on Sunday. So we'll catch up with him about the process. The latest mock draft is up at ESPN.com. Orlando taking Jabari Smith number one, Chet Holmgren going number two to Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, on Chet, there was an interesting report this morning. I don't know if you saw it, about Chet not releasing his medicals and that there was like some heart stuff that he was not willing to divulge or disclose. Now, if I don't – wasn't there something with Jaren and medicals? He didn't want – sometimes you'll do this because you don't want to like – you don't want to go to a certain place, mm-hmm. right? So you won't release medical information.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. I seem to recall that with Jaren.
Yeah. And then Mo Bamba, I want to say, too, did it. You know, so it was. This is what you do when you don't want to go to a specific destination. You say, nah, you don't want
to. And the report was it releasing it to OKC?
He's at multiple teams is what it said.
Okay.
I don't know if they.
Oh, he's not giving out this hard information to anyone.
That's kind of the.
That doesn't sound like it's necessarily trying to keep one team from drafting you. Then that might sound like you're trying to, you know.
Right.
You're trying to control the story here, and there might be real reason for concern if you're not giving it to anyone. I don't know. Somebody's got to see that and feel good about it when you're talking about investing millions of dollars. Like, you know, what are we talking about here? We've seen athletes go in with heart issues before, and again, yes, worst of circumstances, but there's risk there. And so I can't imagine any franchise would be willing to draft him without being somewhat comfortable with what, you know, a thorough look at his medicals.
Yeah, so the report was, again, this is according to Matt Babcock. I'm assuming this is true. I mean, this is from Basketball Forever. They got 81,000 followers. Chet Holmgren has not provided his medical reports to most teams and did not participate in the NBA's heart screening at the draft combine.
Wow.
So, unless that's just something that's like, you know, and you got to be careful, right? You got to be careful, like. But I know Matt Babcock.
Yeah, this seems separate from what Jaren and Mo Bamba, right? A little bit different if you're not giving it out at all.
Wow.
This isn't a specific team you're just not giving it to. And others you have and they're comfortable with you. This sounds like, you know, when you're trying to, I don't want to say hide something. Hopefully there's nothing there at all, but certainly not willing to give folks a thorough look. And again, when you're talking about millions of dollars invested in these kids, these owners are not going to do it without feeling comfortable.
Matt Babcock did say this, so this is not something that was made up. But it clearly feels like you're trying to manipulate your way to a certain team. So could it be you're trying to get to Houston? You know, I mean, could you be trying to get to Houston there at 3 instead of Oklahoma City at 2? I don't know.
You're trying to drop. Yeah. That's just too much of a risk.
Oh, so you don't give it to – sorry, John. So you don't give it to some, but you give it to Houston because you want them to pick you?
Well,
because John's – that – or at least Babcock's reports, he gave it to no one.
He gave it to no one.
I don't see how you're trying to manipulate.
This is what Babcock said. I also heard that Holmgren has not provided teams medical information, at least most teams, and did not do the NBA's heart screening.
Why would you draft him then?
That could suggest that his agents are trying to manipulate the draft and direct him to a specific spot, which is probably the most likely scenario. I don't know which team that would be, though. So,
well, clearly the team you're trying to get him to has had a look. They have to feel good about it.
Right.
You're not hiding it from everyone. Otherwise, literally, it's the simplest of questions, the one that Brad just did. Why would you draft a guy who's not willing to take the heart screening?
Especially a dude that looks like a twig.
Hold on. Everybody else in the draft doing the heart screening. Everybody else, but not you. But I'm still supposed to take you. I'm not high on Chet Holmgren. That's just too shaky ground. If I'm investing. A high-dollar rookie salary, a top-3-pick rookie salary in you. No way. I'm not doing it without clear information. So surely the one team he would be trying to go to has seen it. Again, that's very risky, it feels like to me, and especially if no one's getting it. I would not understand that logic.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. Like, it could mean nothing, could mean something. Could, you know. Look, I will say, like.
Could that just be like Banchero's folks, too?
Or
any pick, Jaden Ivey's people. Not to just single out Banchero. He's represented by Mike Miller. Another one trying to sink Chet Shipp, putting that information out there. I don't know
who would it be.
Keegan
Murray's people.
I say it for this reason: an attack would make more sense than again doing it purposely, where you're saying I might have a heart issue, hoping to drop one spot. And you've given all these teams no information or no background on it. That's just so odd. Again, this seems so different from Jaren not giving one team the Grizzlies because he don't want not giving them the medicals, right? Or trying to hold them up. Not giving many teams these medicals, not even doing the heart screening, and everyone else has. Just seems like something completely different that would you're putting yourself up for a lot of risk, especially with your body type.
Yeah.
There's already physical questions about you.
Agreed.
Anything else makes you even more shaky.
Yeah. No, I think it's going to be a very interesting draft.
That's not news you want out there. I don't think
the top three is set by any stretch of the imagination. I could see any order happening. I don't think Chet goes number one, though. I don't think Chet goes number one to
Well, nobody's got him Orlando. One, right? Everybody's got Jabari one now.
I don't think Orlando's mind is made up. I don't think Oklahoma City's Thunder's
mind
is made up.
But would Orlando be talking about not Chet, but Paolo?
Well, the odds suggest that. I mean, the odds have moved on Paolo.
What did the odds say?
Well, he was plus 600 yesterday morning and at Superbook, and now he's plus 225. To go number one.
To go number one.
Yeah. So I do think there's a lot of intrigue still left to play out. I think Paolo could certainly go number two.
Yeah, they're not considered, especially. What if you think Orlando got medicals on Chet Holmgren? Doesn't sound like they do.
Probably not. And that's probably a reason.
If he didn't take the heart screening, no one's got it.
Yeah. 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 Nobody has that.
Except an individual. Unless you've worked out individually and given them their own heart screening, I don't understand how he can get away with not doing a heart screening that other prospects have probably been stuck to do because, again, those things the teams need to see. I don't understand how he did that.
Yeah.
That's from Babcock, from his report. I don't know how you skip a heart screening and there isn't massive news about, well, they look at the concerns that would come up with this, the questions that would be raised when you skip a heart screening.
Let's say Jabari goes number one.
Somebody as skinny and tall as him?
Would you take Chet over Paolo at number two?
Would I take Chet over Paolo at number two?
For Oklahoma City?
Do I have the information on his heart?
No, you have what you have, bro.
No, man. I go back to the simplest of questions that Brad asked earlier. Why would I draft him number two ahead of somebody that I do have the medical information on and I feel much better about? A long, sustained career in the NBA, physically. He's already got, that's what I'm saying, the physical questions. You don't need anything else on him with Chet Holmgren, you know. And especially something as serious as a heart.
Odd deal, though. Very, very odd deal with Chet Holmgren now. And we also have some breaking news before we get to Norton Hurd IV. Jordan Schultz reports that Rob Gronkowski is retiring. So according to Jordan Schultz, I think he's with ESPN, Rob Gronkowski is retiring, and that's it for him at 33, which is kind of surprising, kind of shocking.
It is, just because you figure Tom ultimately. Buffalo wanted him. Tom wants him back. But here's the thing. Tom doesn't take the beating that Gronk takes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Very true.
I mean, Gronk, he's on the receiving end of that stuff that, you know, Tom can go out there. We look at the two as a pair, and, oh, you just go on as long as your guy does. He's always going to throw it to you. But, I mean, we've just seen Gronk year after year, man. He gets keyed on and then hammered. And it looked, I mean, clearly, and he's spoken about this, it's had an effect on his health, everything else, probably all the way up to his, you know, from not just physical, but maybe mental. I don't blame him at all. He's won at the highest level, and you want to be able to walk, man. You want to be able to pick up your grandchildren. You want to have a sane mind as you get older. And we've seen some of the, you know, CTE, everything else. Good for Gronk, man. Good career. If this is indeed the end, thing you can't count out, Tom retired too. Coming right on back. You never know.
Yep. So anyway, that's the news. We'll come back. Norton Hurd, the fourth, is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about Memphis basketball, get his thoughts on the state of Memphis basketball, Chris Joseph winning a title, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Anything I got, I like that music. It's appropriate. His name is Norton Hurd, the fourth. Coach, entrepreneur, program director, of course, of Team Thad. They're on EYBL. He's our grassroots guru. But he's really a guru when it comes to basketball on all levels. You can follow him at Dream Big Hurd. He joins us now. Been a long time, Coach Hurd. It's been too long, actually, hasn't it?
Yeah. How you guys doing today, Jason and John? Yeah, it's been a minute, but we back on track, man. Everything been good.
You know what I said? I said I was reading a story in Commercial Appeal by the great Mark Giannotto, who, of course, you know, is on from 2 to 4 right after us every day, but writes a column for the Commercial Appeal. And I was reading a story, and in there is a quote from you. It's about the Memphis high school basketball legend and whether, hey, the best players all from now on are going to go off to prep school, or are we still going to have those guys that play here 4 years? Sort of like a Cam Jones did for ECS. Now, he's one of your former players and still was prepared enough. You were in that story. What did you think about it, Herb, before we get into Tyler Harris and Frank Haith and Chioza, another one of your former players winning an NBA title? What did you think about Mark's column in the Memphis Player? Are the best players, Herb, going to go to prep schools to finish out their high school careers from here on out? What you think?
I think that it's, like I said with my short quote in there, I think it's case by case. I think it's more of a family situation. And I really do feel that when I say case by case, I really do feel like that in an honest way, because I have coached both Cam Jones, which is in the story, that stayed here and just made – freshman all Big East. I have also coached Matthew Morrell, who went to IMG and did great things too. You know, is doing great things to Ole Miss. So I didn't see both situations work, and I didn't see both situations be a failure. So for me, I don't think it's nothing. And if we can go a little deeper, Jason and John, I actually was at Mitchell back when the only two the biggest two schools are Oak Hill and maybe Hargrave. Mm-hmm. And I watched Oak Hill come down and try to get bad on numerous occasions. And he stayed at Mitchell and it worked out just fine. Then it was other guys, Wade and other guys that went. So I think it's case by case. I don't think if I had to take up for both sides, if I had to take up for the local high school coaches here, I don't think like you got to go to prep school like you have to. I think it could be a good idea. I don't think it's a make or break, and I don't think staying home is like, oh, you're just going to become so, you know what I mean? And but I also get the parent or family who wants to feel like it's more exposure, you're playing better competition, right. You're getting probably a high level even competing in practice. So I kind of get both sides, but I think basketball is one of them things that, man, no matter where you at, you just have to get better, you know what I mean? And so I'm a kind of on both sides of the fence. I don't know how you and John think about it. I don't know what y'all have heard about it. But for me, I just think it's no wrong answer. It's no right answer. It's what a family is comfortable with to better their child's future success or try to.
Well, it is what it is on some level, right? I mean, there's not a lot that, you know, a public school coach you know, in Memphis, or maybe even a private school, as we've seen, a private school coach can do. I mean, because, you know, look, IMG is IMG. And if you're on that level and, you know, you have hopes and dreams of being an NBA player, like, yeah, you're going to go to the place that you feel like puts you on that path. I mean, that, you know, and I think that I understand that, you know, like that's you know, we live in that world now. Where, you know, and the point I made earlier is that if you don't take advantage of that, then your peer is going to take advantage of that. And in theory, like, maybe surpass you. It's just, it is what, like, I just look at it as it is what it is. This is the world we live in now. I don't think it's good nor bad. I just think it is what it is.
So you are kind of...
I don't like it. I mean, I would prefer that, you know, Kennedy Chandler played his senior year in Memphis. I would prefer that Matthew Morrell played his senior year in Memphis. I would prefer that all these guys finished out their careers in Memphis. But I also, like, would never, ever begrudge them for pursuing that path because, like, it's a proven path. There's a reason dudes go to IMG Academy. There's a reason dudes go to Montverde. It's because they produce pros, you know? Like, they get the best training. So I can't, like, how can I hold it against that young man and his family if they feel like that's their best way for preparation? You know what I mean? It's kind of proven.
Yeah. Well, I would say you are 100%. Well, you never
100% right.
I would say that you are majority. I agree with that. But I think when you're dealing, that's what make y'all show so special and all shows out here. When you're dealing with sports, it's not as always as clear as black and white a lot. And because for every argument for that, it's 100 arguments of kids who just stayed at their regular school, too, that made it. Mm-hmm. And so it's just one of those things, like, you know, I keep saying, then even when you're talking about the NBA, I mean, everybody think, and I want to keep the subject what it's about right now and the list now what it's about. But, you know, I get real passionate about that, Jason and John, because, you know, everybody wakes up every day saying, this is the best route to go to the NBA. Well, going to the NBA is like me going to the gas station every day buying a lottery ticket. Think I know the correct way for me to win it one day, okay? So all I can do is put myself in the best situation. But when you look at the NBA and you just look at even the finals that just happened, and, you know, my kid, you know, Chris, even though he didn't do, you know, he's up there in that position, and you just look at even the Steph Curry's and Klay Thompson that went to mid-major. And then we even come all the way back home to Ja Morant, who these guys in regular country towns and still made it. So that's why I say I don't think it's no full preparation. Everybody was talking about NBA, you can go to Amdi. No, if the truth be told, and I love Cal, and I hope this ain't no knock what I'm about to say, some guys would go to IMG and Mount Vernon, some guys went to Kentucky was already pros when they got there, okay? I don't mean to say it like that because they all do a great job, okay? But, you know, I think you never know if it's the right decision until 5 years later. I think today you don't know, and 5 years later you look back at it and say, whoa, that thing really prepared me or it didn't. I think the perfect example for a kid to go to prep school is not by how good you is. I would say if I had a kid or if I got involved in that, which I don't, I think it would be more of let's say a Chandler Jackson, if he was a junior, right, and he was coming into his senior year this year and not college, and he went undefeated, he won the state, he won every award it is in Tennessee, then I look at a kid like that and say, is it any more I can gain? I just don't automatically go by because you might be a little colder than the players. Here, you're an automatic, prep school fit. But like I say, I get both sides.
But let's go back to your lottery analogy, right? Going to the gas station every day. If you knew that there was a gas station that you had a higher probability of hitting that lottery ticket at, you're going to go to that gas station every single time. You're not going to go to the gas station down the street where they might have it, but they don't have as much of a track record and the probability is lower. Your ass is going to be at that same gas station because you saw, you know, 15 other guys hit the lottery from this exact same place and you want to be number 16. That's the way you're going to be there every time. And that you're just playing the odds there. Those guys, those aren't even schools, like, right? They're factories. You work out, you're away from the noise. You don't have any friends down there. It's just basketball and the best facilities and the best coaching and the best training. You're away from everything else.
And now there are more of them.
Right.
There are more of them than back in the day. It was just Oak Hill.
Like if it was my kid, if my daughter someday, right, she was on the cusp of being a professional basketball player. Everybody in the city was talking about her. She's great. Yeah, I'm going to look into, hey, let's see if we can get to, you know, the equivalent of IMG, Montverde, because I want you to be a pro. I want you to do that, you know?
That is all right, but I think the last thing, and Hurd, I bring it up to put a bow on it with you, because you had him. Memphis basketball isn't necessarily holding kids back either. Like, there was some of that in there, whereas with Cam Jones, plays at ECS for 4 years, he makes, you know, all Big East. You pointed out, freshman team, all Big East. He was prepared, and he stayed in Memphis. So just I kind of go fight against that idea that if you do decide to stay in Memphis or with your high school, that you'll be less prepared than maybe some others. You can get it done.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that. That's the part. I agree with the guys who go to prep school, and I agree with the guys. But I don't want to put this big thing on, like, just because I love Memphis basketball.
Right,
and,
right.
Yeah, we're not where
– It shouldn't
not
be where,
not. And I'm a pro.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. For the guys who go into IMG, because my kid went Matthew Morrell, and for the guys who go to Mount Vernon, I had a kid in Mount Vernon last year, Jalen Hood-Spino. He went from the city.
That's my point guard
this year at Oak Hill. So I got kids all in the NBIC. I got kids also right here in Memphis. But I don't never want us to feel like that we're down in the water in Memphis. And I'm saying this to everybody who's listening today. It ain't nothing I don't feel like you can't get accomplished in Memphis. That's from sports,
fair.
A plumber,
that needs to be in there
restaurant,
too.
Yes. Astronaut. I think we got people here that's capable of doing 100%. Everything in the world. So
yes.
I don't never want to get to the point where, oh, if you don't, because if you think of these same high school coaches, and some people think, hey, you're in high school, I love them all. If you think of some of these same high school coaches, some of them have also had pros at they schools too.
Mm-hmm.
So
100%.
If it worked for them, you get what I mean?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. This is not meant to be an indictment of the coaching in Memphis. It's just this would apply if you lived in Memphis or, you know, Bloomington, Indiana, right? I mean, it's just you know, Jeff's listening.
But I think in that article, Jason, and I don't want to put too much clarity in the article, if I wasn't from Memphis and I was reading it from a national standpoint, I would first say good for those kids because them are good young men and the people who are thinking about doing it in the future. Mm-hmm. But it did come off as almost you can't be as prepared for college. They're
right. Some of that was in there. Yes.
I don't know if you read that part. You know, Jay, sometimes you got to read the fine writing. You know, this card not really 1,500. It's really 35,000. You got to read the fine line if you don't bring it back in 30 days. And so when I got a little deep into it, that to me, I think a kid can be prepared.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to fully say just because you know, saying Memphis, it's a disadvantage to you. I don't want it to come off like that. Now saying going to other places could be more opportunity, I could agree with that somewhat, but I don't want to make it feel like it's a disadvantage.
Well, also, the scheduling is better, right?
Of course. He said that. The competition, national schedule, all that. We get all the pull for going, John. We just saying it shouldn't be a knock on Memphis basketball.
Well, I don't think it is. I don't mean it as that.
Which prep school are you working for? Because you keep telling us about all the perks.
Yeah, I mean, like,
don't it sound like that, Herb? Like, man, John out here.
No, it's a great opportunity. I got a great steak. I got a great steak, but I could have the Wagyu beef.
No, we get that.
You know what I'm saying? The Wagyu beef is a higher quality beef, but that doesn't mean that the filet mignon that I'm leaving behind is a bad quality meat. It's just meant this one's better.
But you can get some good meat here in Memphis. see, that's what you're leaving out. You still get some good meat here.
Yeah, but I don't think it has to be. To bottom line it, because we have other things we have to touch on. We could do this all day. It's not an indictment. I have nothing but respect for the coaches in the city who are. There's a reason why we have produced as many basketball players as we have, right?
A lot of it's the coaches.
Point blank. I'll allow you to include yourself in that group, Herd. You're in that group. Now, part of that group is you got a guy in Chris Yoza who everybody doubted. Everybody thought he was too small. Yep. Everybody thought he couldn't play the position.
Couldn't do it in college.
Wasn't going to ever be a pro. He just won a championship. He just won an NBA title. What has enabled Chris? Like, it's kind of crazy to look back and see that, like, of all the guys that have come through Memphis, Chris has had among the most staying power of any Memphis City product in the last 10 to 15 years other than Thad. What has enabled him to stay there in the NBA as long as he has?
Man, Chris has a great work ethic. And Chris have some special things to him that you might not see just looking outward. Y'all guys were actually with me along the journey of Chris. You know, when I got Chris when he's 8th, 9th grade, he was too small, he was this, and nationally went and blew up, you know. And even with college, doubted, and guy that came off the bench 3 years in college and still is Florida all-time assist leader, so he never allowed the cons to get to him, and he have a great family, CeCe and Chris. I mean, he's just a hard-working guy. He has some special stuff in him, and I think Chris Yoza still have more to give to the game. The only down thing about him in the NBA, Chris have all, and it's funny, every year he's been in the NBA, he has played behind a superstar point guard, an all-star point guard. I actually feel once he gets, my opinion, with a team that actually need a little more help, I think Chris can really do more in the NBA, man. And I think he will be there for the long haul. And I think every team can – I think he's a really good backup point guard in the NBA. That's my opinion.
Herb, because you know both parties so well, Penny, Frank Haith, you've got relationships with both.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think having a Frank Haith, right, as an assistant coach for Penny Hardaway, where do you think it'll be the most beneficial? Like, in terms of impact, how much of a difference does having a Frank Haith make for Penny?
Man, Haith is big time. I mean, he is really a big time coach. And I smile when I say that because I've been dealing with Coach it probably been 10 years when I first was getting my team started. I was just trying to get my kids exposure. And I actually drove Chris, LaRon, Anton, and Mark Hamby and Hyman up to Missouri. And he offered all for them. I don't know if you remember that, Jason.
I do remember that.
And I drove them up there, and he offered all for them. And Anton Beard actually originally committed there. And I didn't watch Coach do his thing. And so I didn't even know he was there because I kind of been out the loop. And it popped up on Twitter one day. I said, Coach Frank here? And as I was doing that, he saw one of my coaches out with a team fans. So he like, FaceTime her right now. He was in the facility. And I was, he like, I need to see you ASAP. But, man, he's big time. I think from a college standpoint, he might be the most experienced, you know, recently that Pete and then Coach Pennington had, you know, in college basketball, you know, as a head coach. I think Coach big time. When people talk about the AAC and is it a smaller conference, I always tell people from a coaching standpoint, I think it's one of the best conferences. And he was the reason why, like, Penny should be doing. I'm like, no, Penny going against some OG coaches with him and Brian Gregory and when the coach was at Wichita and Frank Sampson at Houston, they got some really seasoned coaches. And now for Penny to have it on his side, I think there's nothing but pros that come with that and more opportunity from my opinion.
Hey, Herd, appreciate the time.
We
got
to do this
dude.
Again, man, because we had a ton more things to ask you, but we're up against it. So we got to do it again soon, brother.
No, we'll do it. We good, y'all. Okay. My break is over. Like Clay Thomas, I'm back. So I'm back a champion when y'all need me. Just holler at me. You know what I mean? I know y'all probably forgot about me, but I'm still here. So give me a holler.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you, Herd. Thank you, Coach.
He is Norton Herd IV, program director for Team Thad. We'll come back, wrap this thing up here on a Tuesday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.